Well, John Sargent's got a couple of nice handy fillies racing on the weekend and also not racing. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
John, I want to go back to Aspect Ratio and Emeralds to start with. The run in the Ming Dynasty on that heavy track, you would have been absolutely thrilled with Aspect Ratio.
Yeah, she's a quality filly, Andrew, that's bred to get the mile and a half trip. So to do that on over the 1400, I couldn't have been happier.
It was the way that she just, I mean, if we stay wet in some parts of the Sydney spring, which can often happen, you're not worried by that.
No, that's dead right. She handled the track. Her mother was quite adept, and if I knew her, she raced in New Zealand. She was a very good horse, and then she went to Queensland and raced and won a lot of good staying races. So hence I bought her at the sales by declaration of war. And look, she's done very well since then, Andrew. It looks as though I'll probably run her in the T Rose next week. I don't know if it's a winnable race for her, as it's probably 1400 again, but we're aiming more to probably Melbourne in the spring. So it's another journey towards there.
Okay. You got to a mile back in April. Where does she get to as a three-year-old filly in the Melbourne spring?
Yeah, she could be an Oaks filly. Yeah. Okay. I'll just see how. There's so many options here now too, but I think she'll be competitive this time. She's switched on a lot more. She's racing handier in the races. I think anywhere from a mile upwards, she'll be very competitive. Hard to beat, I think. There was a race on Newcastle Cup Day next Friday. She could go in over a mile, but I think I'd just keep her back to walk over the road. It's a good stake, the T-Rose, and might rain next week too. So she'll be that'll be her next start anyway, Andrew.
Okay. The other is Emeralds for Pinecliff Racing. Jonathan Munns, who we saw run behind Yow Dash last weekend, she again was hitting the line good at 1,300.
Yeah, she's bred to get a trip too. She's out of the Aga Khan family by Sebring. Look, she'll like a wet too. I've trialled her in the wet. Nashwell Wheeler trialled her in the wet, and hence he'll ride her in the T-Rose and the flight. So she was probably one horse I was looking for Melbourne too, but I think she's probably got a bit more class, if I say that, that she'll be very competitive, I think, in a race like the flight stakes. So all the 1,000 guineas, but I think we'll go T-Rose and then the flight stakes with her with Nash on board.
Okay, and you just feel that she's got that sharpness?
Yeah, she has. She's shown that she's won over 1,300 metres already, and she's just one of those. She's a medium-sized filly. She's not a big, scopey filly, and she looks like a horse with a bit of quality. So hence you saw that run first up last Saturday, and we were going to head maybe down to Melbourne after that, but we've changed our path. I'm talking to Jonathan Munns' manager, and we're going to go T-Rose. And then if we're happy with the run there, into the flight.
Okay. Is it just something that pops in when you've got fillies, or do you like training fillies, John?
I like training them to the extent that they are harder to train, and I haven't got a big team, so I can spend a bit of time to get your head around them. They're a bit more complicated to train than colts and geldings, as they don't need as much work, and they're a bit more finicky eaters, and as you get with the female sex horses. So that's why I don't mind training them. Just a little bit more dedication towards them, and in a smaller team you can do that. You can sort of find their little quirks and work them out a lot more. So that's probably hints of had a good result with fillies, and got a nice team of fillies coming up for the spring.
I'm glad you, I thought you were digging a hole there for a minute, John. I thought you, until you dropped the word horse there, I thought you were...
I just thought of that halfway through the sentence, because I thought there was something coming back on this. People will be listening in their cars, so I just got out of that. It was very close.
Yeah, no, you were. John, you've got fillies in the Dulcify. I mean, they're outsiders, but My Sweet Fish, have you got a feel about her?
Mate, she's the smallest horse I've ever trained. She's about 370 Ks. You'll see that on Saturday. But she's owned in Hong Kong. She's deserved to go to a race like that, a step below the best, apart from Calcavecchio. Obviously, the others are sort of your medium run-of-the-mill. So she's won at Nowra and Wyong. So she's probably a horse that You can see she's long odds, but she'll get back in the field, and she's got a very, very good finish. But Saturday, you know, she might run a place, and the owners will be happy because it's black type. So she's in there fit as I can get her and very happy with it.
And is she just normally a get back?
Yeah, I think so. We tried her up handy, and since we've ridden the cold, she's really come to us. So that's the way to ride her. So even from the good draw, I'd say three back the fence would probably be the closest.
Okay. And what about the other one, Shining Eagle, that's only had the three runs?
Yeah, it's probably more a horse that they'll get over a trip. Glenn Boss galloped it on Tuesday. He said galloped very well, but he found when he asked for a sort of pick up the last 200, she was at the same speed. So she's probably a horse that if it was a mile to mile on Saturday, I'd be more confident. But she'll probably run close to the speed because she's probably a more a doer filly. And if they run some hard sectionals, she'll be there at the finish.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's intriguing, mate, when you get three or four of them, and certainly those first two, Aspect Ratio and Emeralds, are showing you positive signs. They're obviously coming out of their races really well.
Yeah, very happy with them, and a couple of very nice fillies to come up to called Foxborough over a trip and Stick 'em Up, a Dundeal filly. I think she's just turning the corner now. She was third last start. She might make it in the spring, but if they don't, any of them in the spring, they'll definitely be autumn horses. But no, exciting times for the stables, because when you've only sort of got you around your 30 and work, you've when you get a good horse, it's good for the staff and everyone. So no, it should be a good spring for us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Mate, you've got a couple there at Hawkesbury, and you've got a couple at Tun Curry. You just tick them over, and I should say a couple at Goulburn tomorrow as well. Have you got a winner the next day or two?
I think the couple today are stays resuming, so maybe Tyrannia might go fresh. The other horse will need it. Probably the best on Goulburn on Friday will be, I do like Sue Mays from the door with Jeff Penzer on board. I think she's a chance. She's a nice little zoo star filly. And the other horse there, Dermot's a whacking star from New Zealand and a 58-2-1. So that's probably a chance at that level too. So the Goulburn run is the chances.
All right, that's tomorrow. It's race 5, number 4, and race 6, number 12. John, thanks for spending us some time with us this morning. They're exciting, these fillies, mate, and we're looking forward to seeing them on Saturday week by the looks of it in the T-Rose.
Thanks, mate.